Bob, is North Dakota a veteran team, or are they kind of younger like you guys?
I think they're a little mix, a little bit like us. They are throwing some young players in there, especially on defense. You're looking at three freshman defensemen in there. And a little different. They've always had just a big, nasty defensive core, and they play that intimidating style. And they have much better puck movers right now. I actually think this defensive core is one of the better ones they've had in a while. Some real good hockey players in there, and they're going to play the game with the puck and make plays, and I think that's going to serve them well as they move through their season. And then they lost the two big scorers from last year, similar to us. We lost our top couple guys. They lost theirs. And so you're seeing some new faces in new roles. And Mark McMillan is a guy they've really they want to put him in that A chair this year to run their offensive side with Rocco Grimaldi to take over for Chris Stone Knight, who left their program. And that's what we're kind of doing. We're putting Anowski LeBlanc on, and we're putting in there now a guy like Kostel Brzezinski, Nick Dowd taking over more of a front line, and so it's new for these players to be in those seats, but they know what to expect. They've seen they've been through the battles before, so I think we're very similar in a lot of areas. And then we've got our mixture of those young kids that we want to take over, and we both got a handful of those veteran players that are kind of the blood and guts players, like when we have Thorson and Birch and Oliver and Holka and that group. They've got a handful of those as well. So we're very similar, and it just sits up right now where, you know, who can draw first blood and get this series going.
Bob, how important is it to have a rivalry like St. Cloud State and North Dakota in the new conference? I mean, going back to my freshman year at St. Cloud State, the Marvin Lamoureux thing, and that rivalry is just ratcheted up after year after year after year. What does that mean to a new conference to have two teams so familiar with each other that really don't care for each other on the ice?
Well, you have to have it. That's what builds fan interest and recruiting interest, and it's healthy. There's great respect for the two programs. I know from the coaching staffs, we have great respect for the job they do up there, and it carries over to the players, so there's respect back both ways. And you're right, when you get on the ice, you're not going to like each other, and hockey is a very physical, intimidating sport, and that's going to come through in a lot of ways. And, yeah, there are a couple incidences, but the big thing is, and I've always said, for it to be a rival, that means both teams have to beat each other. Otherwise, it's not a rival, and that's one thing we've had to go toe-to-toe with them now. And they get their licks, but we've gotten our licks. And that's what makes it a rival. And you can go in there, and I said, going back, when I first got hired here, you know, we played North Dakota, and it was a quiet, and I came from the program I looked at before. It was never quiet against North Dakota. And the first series we had, it was just a silent series. And I got it. It was a period where they were not intimidated by our program. Well, the next year we swept them in Grand Forks, and I can tell you it's never been quiet again. And once you knock them off, you get their attention, and that's what we had to do. It was up to us to make it a series, and I believe we've done that. And they are the big bully on the block, and they're one of the gorillas. And the only way you make it a rival is you got to take your shots at them. So we've been able to do that. Great hockey. I know the fans enjoy it, and. I know last year we were up there, it wasn't a hotel, and you had to go down to Fargo to find hotels, and the building is full, and there's a lot of St. Cloud people that make the trip up there. So it's a great weekend of hockey.
Bob, I know you don't generally like to look in the past. You'd rather look forward, but kind of compare and contrast, the WCHA leaving that conference, joining this new conference in terms of your excitement level and maybe some of your, I guess, sadness for seeing the old WCHA that you've been such a part of over the years, leaving and starting anew.
Well, there are a lot of emotions, but the truth is we're kind of beyond the emotions now because it was almost a 2-year process, and so I'm not going to dodge the question, but there's no question that it's just sad to think that the WCHA is broken up. It is the strongest conference in college hockey. 50 years of building, and then that's what progress. They call it whatever, you know, whoever the powers were that made the changes happen, you know, no need to rehash that. But the fact that it did break up and the Big Ten was the culprits, and they've got their own league now, and the league we're in good real estate, and there is some excitement, but that was more in the summer. I mean, now we're just getting ready to go to North Dakota. It might sound weird, but we're just watching North Dakota on tape. It's a trip we're used to taking. I think it's tournament time where you're going to see a real change, because now it's week to week for all of us. It's like Groundhog Day. We're underneath, and whoever you play the next week, you get it going, and then the next week, and pretty soon you come up and look, and there's the standings. But I think playoff time, that's where we're going to, you know, hopefully see when we can, you know, down in Minneapolis at the Target Center, really start to build that feel of our conference play. But it's a little numb now with the 2 years of the emotions are gone, and now it's just game to game, and we're going to have to see how it plays out over time.
You know, a lot of familiar foes in this new conference, but some unfamiliar ones as well. I remember you telling us all the time that the WCHA is, you know, top to bottom, you know, anybody can beat anybody on a given night. I sense that's going to be the theme with the new NCHC as well.
Well, there's very little dividing line in these eight teams. You know, the WCHA grew to 12, and you did have some separation. You'd have a couple top teams, and then you'd have a few years, or a handful of years in there. You'd have some teams that just had off years, and they would be down. But that middle was separated by just a few points. That's probably what the NCHC is going to look like. You know, like right now, we've had four league games, and both are splits. You know, you might see a lot of that happening on a regular basis in our conference, because there's very little difference from top to bottom. It's just going to be, you know, you really got to stay away from injuries in your league play, and you know, you can avoid it, but that is, you need your year. If you're going to win a league championship, you're going to, at this league, you're going to almost have to have that dream year where the goaltending and upper class leadership and injuries all happen, and that might be the difference for two or three points to win the conference championship. Conversely to that, a couple injuries, goaltender issue here or there, maybe a young team, you might be down 7 or 8. And that's why I think that the real test of our league is going to be very similar to the National Hockey League, where, you know, there's the two conferences. It's the top 16 teams, the 16 get into the playoffs, and it's the 8 versus, you know, the 8 in the East, the 8 in the West. I mean, who cares where you finish in the Stanley Cup playoffs? You just got to get in the playoffs to be one of those 8 teams, and anything can happen. And we've seen so many in the last handful of years, 8-1 upsets. I think it'll be very similar. I think that, you know, obviously you're going to go for home ice. You'd love to win a conference championship. We never talk about that till the end of the year. But it's going to be, you want to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year. And, you know, and hopefully you get it at home to give you that much more of an advantage to get to your championships. But you're going to see great hockey in playoffs, because you're going to see evenly matched teams going at it in the playoffs.
Well, we're certainly excited to be following you guys throughout the course of the year, and we wish you the best. Congratulations again on the Colgate sweep, and good luck up in North Dakota.
Thanks so much.